Well, we want to take a few minutes here today to talk crops. Here we are, mid part of June. Let's look at wheat first of all. How's the crop looking in general?
As far as the crop's looking, Dave, especially for the last 3 weeks, it's improved immensely. I feel we're going to see very average to very good yields. And what I'm saying is somewhere, I'm pegging it at somewhere between 60 to 80 bushel. On some of the fields where people had to deal with some early season issues. But, you know, for the most part, the people with the timely nitrogen, people did apply some fungicides, took care of herbicides, you know, and insect issues in the wheat. For some of these people, we're going to see some 115 bushel wheat out there. It is out there, but the managing the crop this year is going to pay off big time.
Bill, the temperature's heading up into the 90s here this week. Is that beneficial for the wheat crop at this stage?
At this stage, you know, wheat is a cool season crop. I've always felt that we need some heat, and I'm saying heat in the mid-80s, early 90s, but with maybe a little bit of shower here and there to try and finish the crop off in a very positive manner. Getting it back into the 90s, you know, all basically we're going to do is probably just slow down the wheat a little bit as far as its normal process, getting close to maturity. But, you know, really, Dave, and for some of these fields that were planted wet or got wet conditions after planting throughout the season, you know, it's going to help dry them up. And we've got plenty of moisture now to try for that plant to, you know, go out there and fill heads. And so I think it'll be positive for what we're working with, but I think with the heat's coming on, it isn't going to benefit the wheat as much as it will benefit corn and soybeans.
Are you anticipating a typical harvest time frame for the wheat?
Well, looking after this past winter and when wheat finally broke dormancy, we struggled for a while. I feel that the wheat crop is about 2 weeks behind. It's always been this way through this spring season. I'm looking for wheat harvest to start somewhere around the 6th to the 8th of July, which is going to be a week, you know, 10 days later than normal. One thing is that especially when we get closer to harvest, a lot of people, especially to the central southern part of the state, plan to do double crop soybeans. And I think with the delayed harvest this year, I think for these people who want to do double crop soybeans, I think they'd really need to look at maybe getting that wheat off at 17 to 20%, dry it, air it, you know, down to the 13%, because we need to get those beans in the ground. And 1 day's delay on planting soybeans for double crop really does have an effect for the yield later on. So, you know, with a delayed harvest that's coming, especially in looking at for double crop, I think we need to get this wheat off at 17 to 20% moisture. And the other thing, too, is that's when we always see good grain qualities, when we take it off with some moisture and then we dry it down there to what it needs to be.